Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Rifle Town, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Troubles, lay down your frets, pick up the pieces you need inside your head. Lay down your troubles, lay down your frets, pick up that missing pieces needed inside your head.
One in whom bluegrass was instilled as a kid in your home?
Not necessarily so much in my home. I had friends that I grew up with that I've been friends with since I was 4 or 5 years old. And they were always, their families were always playing music. So anytime I go to their house, there were these musical circles going on. I was around a lot of music in my household. My mother and father weren't musicians, but they were music lovers. So they took me to all kinds of different concerts. From the time I was 4 or 5 years old, music festivals.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, music just kind of grew in my soul before it grew in my hands, I guess.
Same with you, Jason.
My mom, she is second cousins with J.D. Crow. So that makes him my third cousin. But if I saw him on the street, he wouldn't know me today. Cause, you know, there's age difference, and he was busy being a professional, awesome, you know, musician. So, but that's in the family, so it's somewhere in the bloodstream. But no, growing up, man, I listened to Creedence Clearwater Revival and Elvis on 8-tracks driving around Indiana where I grew up with my parents. They were older. So I guess that ages me a little bit, but who cares, right? Until I met Colin, I was in a rap band, and I met him, and next thing you know, I literally was going to buy a drum set to start a rap group, and I was going to play drums. And then I showed up to buy the drum set, and they were playing a song, and I started singing along. They're like, you're our new singer. And then next thing you know, we're playing Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
So the tie is there, but it's a distant. Yeah, it's distant. Kind of tie.
Thank you. porch sitting, the sun's going down. Ain't much to do in this old town, so grab our guitars and start to play. Ain't got much to do anyway. We're headed down to Broadway Liquor. Beer's cold, but the whiskey is quicker. Had a few drinks, we're feeling all right. Promise and we won't fight tonight. With all the drinking we do and practice we don't, might write a song, but we probably won't. It's what you get when you play in a drinking band. Jimmy just pulled up outside. Didn't know it, but tonight's gonna be wild. That's alright, we don't mind. It's a decent way to pass the time. His old lady said be home by 9. And who knows, he might make it tonight. But we kinda know how that thing goes. We're pretty sure she already knows. With all the drinking we do and practice we don't, might write a song, but we probably won't. That's what you get when you're playing in a drinking band. Headed home from a long day's work, and my back hurts all the time. I stop, I get a beer too. It feels so much better when I'm here, and that usual crowd comes in, talking about women and living in sin, and stories about fish 2 foot long. Lord knows I ain't going home. With all the drinking we do and practice we don't, might write a song, but we probably won't. It's what you get when you're playing in a drinking band. With all the drinking we do and practice we don't, might write a song, but we probably won't. It's what you get when you're playing in a drinking band. Shots. You know we do it a lot. Get us 3 more beers and 2 more shots. You know we do it all the time. 3 more beers and 2 more shots. We prefer bourbon. 3 more beers and 2 more shots.
You guys are all in this band now living in Winchester. Do I get that right? That's kind of a cool and unusual thing for folks who come on the program. We usually have folks from different counties and, you know, all over, and they are challenged to get together to, you know, to rehearse on a routine basis. They always talk about that difficulty as a band of just finding those common free times.
We can get together sometimes. Randon's been known to show up late to practice and watch us with no guitar.
Get it out, fellas.
we get together once or twice a month, and we get a little bit of rehearsal in, and that's something we're definitely working on, is getting together more. And the big hurdle there was finding a space. So we're a loud band, and we had a couple volunteers we might be taking them up on, because my neighbor complained the other day, and
really,
you got to keep things cool. Yeah.
You also have to define what you mean by practice, because you know, like the song we did earlier, Drinking Band, that was a song that we wrote in one of our local watering holes called Broadway Liquor. It references it in the song, and it's very common for music to just break out. So we spent probably as much time in there playing music as we have rehearsing. Uh-huh. So, I mean, depending on where you draw the line of what is practice and what is not, we actually play together a lot. Sorry, I'm just being honest.
That's kind of the new reality, right? Yeah. For bands to make things work, you got to work. And you got to work and earn money while you're developing, you know, what you're doing. What a great way to practice, really, to go out and perform together.
Don't encourage him. Come on now. That's
right. You know, Brad, if you don't mind, I'd like to add something to that, though. You mentioned about the bands that are, you know, you've got bands, we know them. I mean, guys in Cincinnati, and they meet up with guys that live in, you know, wherever, London or, you know, Nashville, and they all get together. Some of them have to travel several states to get together to perform. We know those bands, and we envy those bands because that means they've got something worth traveling several states to get together to play music for. But at the same time, I would say that there's probably a little bit in them if they're watching, hey, guys, you know, we're all together. We're all 5 minutes away, and we can get together and do this every night. And it's, you know, it's cool to come together. If we were a three-piece band, three guys come together from the same town, but five of us come together from the same town and have the same passion and likes in music or similar likes in music, and it come together, that's pretty cool. And that's what makes it really special, you know. And I think about that daily, like, how fortunate we are, man, and never take it for granted. So.
I drink too much whiskey. I drink too much wine. My baby don't miss me. And I'm gone all the time. And I know sometimes I lose my way. Got lost last Sunday. Hell, I forgot my name. Drove down to the river in the pouring rain. And I know sometimes I lose my way. I drink too much whiskey, and I drink too much wine. My baby don't miss me, now I'm gone all the time,
sometimes. Sometimes I lose my way. And I know sometimes. Sometimes I lose my way. I'm kind of newer to playing out. I've been playing for a few years. And
Mason McCord.
Just started playing banjo like last year. And
how'd that happen?
Mostly out of necessity. Not a lot of bands need guitar players the way I play guitar. And nobody even wants to play banjo. I don't know why. It's a lot of fun. So
you sort of think of yourself as sort of folk fingerstyle player?
That's where I'm comfortable. And playing with these guys is actually great because it, you know, pulls me out of that comfort zone and gets me playing in other styles. So that's really, it's been great for me since I've started playing with Randon, of course, in my last band, and these guys in this band. I've made strides with playing in different ways. And that's, you know,
yeah.
That's like the whole point.
Play
with people
right.
that are better than you and play different things and you get better.
That's the best it can get, really.
Yeah.
We would like to thank Rifletown for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Keller. And a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more song for my performance?
I tell you, there's a train in the station on the way. so much of it was ever said. None of that I would regret, and I would bet it would turn out wrong. Lord, I hate to get another day, but I can't go on living this way. Fuck you, it was wrong for so long. How can I tell you? There's a train in the station on its way.
Redbarn Radio would like to thank Mason, Jason, Colin, Brandon, and Tyler for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.